It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and of course we're interested in the Bible in this school, and sometimes we just devote a program to reading the Bible, and that's what we're going to do today. The Sunday school lesson we're going to study based on this reading is called The Last Words of Jesus with His Disciples. And we are requested then, in preparing for this lesson, to read John 14 through 17. We have already begun that reading, and we're going to begin in just a moment, picking up with John chapter 15 and verse 18. Now, as I read this text, I'm going to be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901, but you'll be able to follow along very closely with the King James Version. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now, we'll let our reading begin. John chapter 15, and beginning in verse 18. If the world hated you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, a servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not sinned. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other did, they had not had sin. But now they have both seen and hated me and my Father. But this has come to pass, that the word may be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me without cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall bear witness of me, and ye also bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. John chapter 16 and verse 1. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be caused to stumble. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the hour cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he offereth service to God. And these things they do because they have not known the Father, nor me. But these things I've spoken unto you, that when their hour is come, ye may remember them, how that I told you. And these things I said to you from the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go unto him that sent me. And none of you askest me, whither goest thou? But because I have spoken these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I go, I will send him unto you. And he, when he is come, will convict the world in respect of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you behold me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world hath been judged. I have many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he shall guide you into all the truth, for he shall not speak from himself. But what things soever he shall hear, these shall he speak, and he shall declare unto you the things to come. He shall glorify me. He shall take of mine, and I shall declare it to you. All things whatsoever the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he taketh of mine, and shall declare it unto you. A little while, and ye behold me no more. And again a little while, and ye shall see me. Some of his disciples therefore said to one another, What is this that he saith to us, A little while, and ye behold me not, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father? They said therefore, What is this that he saith, A little while? We know not what he saith. Jesus perceived that they were desirous to ask him, and he said unto them, Do you inquire among yourselves concerning this that I said, A little while, and ye behold me not, and again a little while, and ye shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. Ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But when she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, for the joy that of man is born into the world. And ye therefore now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no one taketh away from you. And in that day ye shall ask me no question. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if ye shall ask anything of the Father, he will give it you in my name. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. John 16:25. These things have I spoken unto you in dark sayings. The hour cometh, when I shall no more speak unto you in dark sayings, but shall tell you plainly of the Father. In that day ye shall ask in my name, and I will say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you. And because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came forth from the Father, I came out of the Father, and in coming to the world again, I leave the world and go unto the Father. His disciples say, Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no dark sayings. Now we know that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I'm not alone, because the Father is with me. These things have I spoken to you, that in me ye may have peace. In the world ye have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 17:1. These things spake Jesus, and lifting up his eyes to heaven, he said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that the Son may glorify thee, even as thou gavest him authority over all flesh, that to all whom thou hast given him he should give eternal life. And this is life eternal, that they should know thee, the only true God, in him whom thou dost send, even Jesus Christ. I glorified thee on the earth, having accomplished the work which thou givest me to do. And now, Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I manifested thy name unto the men whom thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them to me, and they have kept thy word. Now I know that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are from thee, for the words which thou givest me I have given unto them, and they received them, and knew of a truth that I came forth from thee, and they believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for these whom thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all things that are mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no more in the world, and these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep them in thy name which thou hast given me, that they may be one, even as we are. While I was with them, I kept them in thy name which thou hast given me, and I guarded them, and not one of them perished, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy made full in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hated them, because they're not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. I pray that thou shouldest take them from the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou didst send me into the world, even so send I them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they themselves also may be sanctified in truth. Neither for these only do I pray, but for them also that believe on me through their word, that they may all be one, even as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they may also be in us, that the world may believe that thou didst send me. And the glory which thou hast given me I have given unto them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be perfected into one, that the world may know that thou didst send me, and lovest them as thou lovest me. Father, I desire that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world knew thee not, but I knew thee, and these knew that thou didst send me. And I made known unto them thy name, and will make it known, that the love wherewith thou lovest me may be in them, and I in them. That brings this reading to a close. It was after this that Jesus went forth with his disciples and went into the garden of Gethsemane to pray. Now the lesson text for the Sunday school lesson is going to be the beginning of this reading, John 14:1-17. And the golden text is, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The devotional reading is the first psalm. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of Jehovah, and on his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the streams of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, whose leaf also does not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The wicked are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the wicked shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For Jehovah knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall perish. Well, this indeed is going to be a Sunday school lesson that we're going to enjoy studying. It was written for the Sunday schools of March 14th, 1926 by E.A. Elam. And we'll begin on this lesson in our next class.